Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
You have to love St. Louis Backstoppers. What a fantastic organization and all the work that they do. Honestly, it's awesome, awesome. So we do have the drawing for today. And the card is Queen of Diamonds. The slot is 35. So that's Queen of Diamonds, 35. Ticket number was 29781672 1. Jackpot's up to $5,112.
What?
So it's growing.
Wow.
For Backstoppers, Guns N' Roses. What a great organization and all the people that run it. They're just an outstanding team.
My family has seen their work, unfortunately, in a direct way. My nephew was shot and wounded very seriously, and his partner was killed in the shootout. And he was a St. Louis City police officer, and Backstoppers was there like the next day. They were there to support his family, to support him during his recovery, and we were all for eternally grateful and always a supporter of what they do. Guns N' Roses, obviously their biggest, you know, event at the day before Thanksgiving, always the day before Thanksgiving. Oh, a great party, by the way, but it's also just remarkable to see the generosity of this community supporting our first responders who put themselves in danger every single day. And sometimes that danger surfaces, and Backstoppers is there in ways that people don't even know. I mean, I don't want to tell the story for Gabe, but my nephew Gabe Keithley, who, you know, brave officer, and his partner Nick Sloan, just you know, two really, really good men, and unfortunately that day one lost his life, and my nephew's life was profoundly changed. But the way in which Backstoppers goes about their support is just, it's remarkable. It really is. And you'll feel good if you give to that, because the money goes directly to mission. They have very little overhead, and it's 100% directly targeting families and first responders who are in need. So
did you see more and more videos are showing online about mobs storming businesses and just grabbing whatever they can?
Like 300, I heard reported. 300, especially jewelry stores in California, have been robbed just in like the last 6 months. That is unbelievable to me. And, you know, nobody seems to care. Did you see the one where they ran the car in and like 9 guys attacked the store? And they had 3 cars outside. They all made away with, you know, all the jewels, not a little bit. They took every single thing just about out of that store. Unbelievable.
Yep. And we're talking 1 or 2 dozen people masked, run in, coordinated, and they just, it's a free for all. They're grabbing whatever they can. It's a frenzy. The people that are working there outnumbered, and I mean, helpless. There's literally nothing they can do. And they're in and out quick. They grab their stuff and go. And this is the new trend. I don't know if it's just young people doing this. We used to see these in like the malls or stores or places where young people would rush in and do this at convenience stores. Like, even you remember in St. Louis when there were riots, they would burn down the 7-Eleven. Do you remember that? It was the same thing. They rushed in, grabbed whatever they did, and then burnt it down.
And torched it, yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. So I'm hoping, I really don't even know how you combat this without police at every corner. Like, how do you, unless there's an informant in there giving some premeditated details of where they're organizing, what do you do to something like this?
Armed citizenry starts there. And I don't mean that facetiously, but at some point, these folks have to face lethal force. And I think it's the only way in which you're going to curb the thought of them doing these kinds of things, that if somebody, and then people say, oh, you know, you shouldn't shoot somebody over, you know, property, over your things, that human life is more important. But don't you violate your right to human life when you assault other people and you take away their livelihood and you attack their business, place of business? You know, if somebody breaks into your house, I think people are saying, well, that could be your personal freedom. You know, you could argue it's self-defense, but in a place of business, you know, they're just to take stuff and you shouldn't use lethal force. But I'm a firm believer that there's got to be consequences for actions. And if they're not finding these guys, and they're not, of those 300 jewelry store heists, only like 30 of them, less than 10%, have been solved. Have they caught the actual perpetrators? That's horrible.
Like this one more recent one in California, the jewelry store, they stole more than $1 million of merchandise. And some of the video you watch as this happens, there's like, I don't know, they rush in and there's like 5, 6, 7 people pointing their guns at the workers. Even if you are armed, what are you going to do? Like you'd almost have to be standing there with your finger on the trigger, anticipating them coming to fight off a wave like that. Because if you're just 1 versus 6 and they're all pointing guns at you, I mean, you might be able to take 1 or 2 down, but you're done after that.
Well,
it's a terrible position.
Yeah, I would say oftentimes once the gunfire starts, oftentimes they run. You see them immediately leave and give up. Like even if they're armed, they don't want to sit there and get in a gunfight and. You know, I don't know. I mean, it'd be a great conversation to have with some security experts of how can they thwart these kinds of things. And it is very violent. They drive the cars literally straight through into the middle of the store. And they're very smart about it. They don't go where the cases are that they're going to be getting the jewels out of. They put it right down the heart of the store. And that way the cases they can break into. In some cases, if they can't break into them, they take the whole case with them. They pick up the two dudes will pick up the whole thing and throw it in the back of the pickup truck. It's incredible.
Well, case in point,
some of the videos, crazy.
They're not doing this at pawn shops because the guy running the pawn shop would fire back. There's no question about that. They don't mess around with this. These are high end, sophisticated type of places. And okay, I'm just going to say this. It's going to sound, you know, sexist, but whatever. You're talking about, you know, good looking women that are there to try to entice guys to spend more money. That's part of the sale ploy. I'm not saying they're not gun carrying, but that's not their training. Their training is to get as much money out of the customer as possible. So I guess if you start hiring people to stick around, armed guards maybe, and you show up in force, let it be seen, meaning it's visual, you're standing there, then maybe that would be a way where whoever cases the place before they decide on their target would see that and say, this place ain't worth it.
A lot of them do have armed guards and they still attack them. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Nicolee Ambrose joining us after the break, 97.1 FM Talk.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.